Lake Effect Weekend continues now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Wisconsin has its fair share of monuments. Maybe there's even one in your neighborhood. But do you know who or what it commemorates or why it's there?
Hillary Morgan Leatham is a doctoral candidate in the Department of Anthropology at the University of Chicago. She has roots in Madison, however, and like contributor Jennifer Fields, she's often passed by a particular monument located on the grounds of the state capitol. But neither one of them knows who he is or why he's there.
So in this edition of Radio Chipstone, and from the relative warmth of an atrium across the street from the capitol, Leatham braves the polar vortex to verify the identity of the man on the square.
The monument reads that this is Hans Christian Haeg, who fell during one of the battles of the Civil War. And it says, too, that the monument was erected or donated from the Norwegian Americans in Madison, Wisconsin. So that is actually an interesting commentary on, you know, the community. And I think we all know that Civil War monuments are pretty
problematic.
Yes, especially, you know, in the South. Hans Christian Haeg, I believe that the reason probably that the monument is still there is because actually, unlike many of the other Civil War figures that people have chosen to commemorate, he was anti-slavery. So he represents, I think, part of the Wisconsin's values. Right, of democracy.
If he no longer represents the community, what purpose does it serve for him to be there if nobody knows who he is?
Right, and I think that for most of my life, I have walked past that monument not knowing who he is until I decided to only recently look this up, given, you know, the fact that I'm writing a dissertation that is deeply entrenched in people's relationships with material culture or monumental heritage. It's funny because I think that, yeah, the natural response for, at least for me right now, would be that I don't necessarily agree that any kind of monuments maybe should be commemorating the Civil War, or I think a better way of framing it is that everybody wants to have this discussion about whether or not we should preserve or destroy these monuments, these sort of, condensations of history and of narratives. Because the problem is that no matter what, even if it is a monument of an individual like him who has led a quote-unquote good life, you're always silencing some narrative. I think it's very difficult for any material, which is naturally very multifarious or polyvalent, you know, something that has a lot of different meanings. It's impossible for us to just walk by and get that story, unless there is something there that we could read. Or there is an accompanying statue or monument that would sort of flesh out that picture or that narrative more. And I think I'm talking this way rather than, like, directly addressing your question because it's a kind of...
The idea, Hillary, is context. What context, how can we put this monument in context so that it does have a life? It's complicated.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is complicated. And when I think about monuments and I think about community, I want so much for the monuments where I live to reflect who we are as a community. But then there is that nod to history. How do we get to be who we are? How do we get to be here? And so when I see a statue like this, it's easy for me to ignore it or walk. It's easy for me to walk past it until something happens that draws my attention to it. So then what happens to this monument when you have a community that's changed, you have an ideal that's changed, we've had a lot of turmoil in the state capitol. At what point does the monument cease to belong to the community? At what point does the monument stop having anything to say to the people who live around it?
I think I understand what you mean. Like, when does it kind of expire? When does a monument die? Or does a monument have an afterlife? And, those are all interesting kind of theoretical questions. And we would try to address, you know, what is the social life of this monument? And I would possibly say that's how you evaluate them, right? Do people have any kind of emotive attachment to these monuments? Do they have any kind of knowledge of what they represent? And are citizens interested in crowdsourcing something like this? Like, and you can ask, okay, so who are the historical, maybe recent historical figures that people in Madison want to commemorate? But at the same time, maybe humans, like, maybe we should ask ourselves why we even feel the need to commemorate certain figures. And actually, I think that has a lot to do with the fact that we're very, whether we like it or not, very material, kind of sensuous beings. And the truth is, too, is that memorials are often ways for people to remember, because if we don't have the physical traces, it's very easy to forget the things that have happened. And there are a lot of things I think that would be terrible to, I mean, that are terrible, you know, atrocious events that monuments are necessary because you need to remind people, right, of the kind of wounds they inflicted. There should be monuments that also remind us of the different kinds of histories, because that's only one version of history. And that, I mean, because he was apparently anti-slavery, you could try to do something with that that would make that clear.
It's become a placeholder. It's become a place where you sit and hang out, or you say, meet me by the monument. We don't say the name, but we say, meet me by the dude that's on the east corner of the Capitol, right?
Yeah.
And so I think not destroying isn't the answer. Removing, replacement, recontextualizing who he is, because then maybe he has more to tell me. Right now he doesn't tell me much. Maybe within a context, there's something that I could learn from that period of time and understand who he was and see a bigger picture. He would have more breath in a place that's more appropriate, rather than standing out here in the cold on a pedestal where he's easily to park by or walk by.
I think in a lot of these cases, perhaps the best idea is to represent the monument. I mean, unless it really is of a very atrocious figure, to which I would say in the South, yes, I'm on board. And some people might disagree with me when I say, you know, you should tear down the Civil War monuments of people who were pro-slavery. But I also think that, you know, we don't really have a place for that narrative, you know, in this country, especially if we really are, especially if we truly value democracy and equality and progress. And I think in the other question, too, is that, well, why don't we have any monuments here in Madison of more recent people who are diverse? I know that there are statues around the Capitol that are of women, but they're like unidentified women, right? They're mythical women who never really existed. They just have a female phenotype. And to do that, I think it's another problem. And I just want to, like, I think, yeah, ask people that question, you know, why don't we have monuments of women? Why are there no monuments of the indigenous presence? Right, because I know from having looked up who Hans Christian Hegg is that he didn't just settle in Wisconsin. He settled on indigenous territory, and I think the nation was called or is called the Muscogee. And so, why don't we have a monument of them, like of one of their community members? And you know, and I can keep going. So that's the importance, I think, of maybe every. I mean, I would say that probably every 20 years, basically, you know, like if you want to think of generations, people should, a community should reconsider the kinds of narratives that they are commemorating, you know, because it changes.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.
This week, Jennifer spoke with Hillary Morgan Leatham, a doctoral candidate in the Department of Anthropology at the University of Chicago, about the Hans Christian Hegg Monument located on the grounds of the Wisconsin State Capitol.